KSRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Venezuelan opposition leader Maria Corina Machado has vowed she will lead the country eventually, in her words, when the right time comes. She spoke today at the Heritage Foundation.
The only thing I want to assure the Venezuelan people is that Venezuela is going to be free, and that's going to be achieved with the support of the people of the United States and the President, Donald Trump, of the United States. So I'm very grateful to be here. We're facing challenging times ahead.
Machado's comments come a day after she gave President Trump her Nobel Peace Prize medal, calling it a recognition of his commitment to Venezuela's freedom. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem says Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents continue to do their work in Minneapolis despite all the protests.
Our ICE agents are following the law and running their operations according to training. Last night what we saw was three individuals weaponized shovels and brooms and attack an ICE officer that had to defend himself.
She was referring to the shooting that took place this week in which the attacker was injured. President Trump has threatened to invoke the Insurrection Act and deploy troops to quell persistent protests against Immigration and Customs Enforcement officers. Flu cases are down.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention posted the latest data showing a big drop in flu hospitalizations and a smaller but significant decrease in medical office visits due to flu-like illness. The number of states reporting high flu activity also fell from 44 to 36. But that doesn't mean the season is over, especially for the flu. CDC officials say that second surges in flu activity often happen after the winter holidays. So far this season, there have been at least 18 million flu illnesses and 230,000 hospitalizations. I'm Haya Panjwani.
This is SRN News. A senator asks, can a man become pregnant?
That's the question Republican Josh Hawley put to Dr. Nisha Verma, a woman's health expert called to testify about abortion and other topics on the Hill this week. Dr. Verma declined to answer, saying she thought the question was divisive. This comes just days after the Supreme Court heard arguments over state laws banning males from playing sports against girls, and lawyers for the plaintiffs refused to say if male and female can be defined. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Department of Homeland Security is making it easier for visa-holding religious workers to serve U.S. congregations with less disruption. DHS announced a charge this week to reduce visa wait times abroad for foreign nationals who serve in jobs like pastors, priests, imams, and rabbis. Those workers face long backlogs for permanent residency but can enter on temporary R1 visas. This is SRN News. President Trump says health care can be a Republican issue in the upcoming midterm elections. No sense leaving it to the Democrats, he says, because after all, his administration is providing money to boost health care, especially in rural America.
I'm all about the rural community. We won the rural communities by numbers that nobody's ever won them before, and we're taking care of those great people.
Verizon is issuing an apology for the massive outage that impacted more than 1.5 million customers this week.
The nationwide Wednesday outage knocked phones offline and interfered with some 911 calls. Federal and local officials are pointing to a suspected server failure in New Jersey as the company definitively ruled out a cyber attack. The highest reported problem spots were in New York City, Atlanta, Charlotte, North Carolina, Houston, and Brooklyn, New York. Verizon will offer customers impacted by the 7-hour outage a $20 credit.
That is Bill Alexander. More on these stories can be found at srnnews.com.